Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How was your day? Ruby asked when Rowena walked in the door. Good, now that it's over. Drink? Ruby asked. No, thanks. Drove past the college today. Remember some of our teachers? Mr. Yates? Whatever happened to him? Alzheimer's. But he died before it got too bad. His wife had it too, at quite a young age. She's still alive, living at eventide. Shit. Better be careful, Ro. Might be something in the water. I see it all the time with my older clients. Memory lost to some extent. What about Miss Seymour? She never recovered from the stroke she had. Died a few years ago. God, what we've got to look forward to, eh? That's life. Yeah, that's life. Come on, have a drink with me. No, I'm good. Drove past the old house today. Hasn't changed much. Still the same colour. Looks run down. Ruby took a long swig of her duty-free whiskey. No one spoke for a while. How come you left me there, Ro? What? When you and Eva ran away. Why didn't you take me? We couldn't. You were only 13. So what? Anything would have been better than staying there. Rowena was staring at the whiskey in Ruby's hand. To piss her off, Ruby took another large swig. I had no choice, Rube. Had enough trouble looking after myself, let alone you as well. I had to go when I did. Yeah, well, that's your story and you're sticking to it. You've done okay for yourself, considering. So have you. How many millions are you worth now? Not millions. Close to a million, maybe, with the house and surface. But I've worked my ass off for that. Mining's hard work. They sat in silence. Ruby swigging on her whiskey. Memories flashing through her mind like a fast-forwarded movie. Did they ever find her? Who? Eva. Didn't she disappear? Yes and no. They never did find her. Remember Tommy, her brother? He committed suicide a few years after she disappeared. Their mother died of a broken heart, I heard. Shit. Are there any happy endings in this town? Yeah, of course there are. Look at us. Have a drink, Ro. Drown your sorrows. No thanks. Come to class with me tonight? No thanks. Go learn for both of us. When's Anna due home? Soon. Did I tell you? She's going overseas in a few weeks. Is she? Wise girl. Getting out of Waitapu. Ruby looked at her sister and took another slug of whiskey. Better go. Turn all the lights off when you go to bed. The power bill's horrendous. Christ, her sister had turned into a dead shit. Didn't drink anymore, had never smoked. Wasn't even a man in her life by the look of it. Not that Ruby could talk. She was still sitting on the couch when the back door slammed shut and Anna walked into the lounge. Hi, Auntie. Drop the auntie, girlfriend. It's Ruby. Heard you singing in the shower this morning. You got a good voice. You're just saying that because you're my auntie. No, you have got a good voice. Like your auntie. Yeah, right. Got any CDs? My music's all on an iPod. We could put one of Mum's CDs on. They're all old, though. Like me. Go on, then. Chuck one on, doll. What about this one? ABBA? Yeah, good. Your mum said you're going overseas. Yeah, working towards it. Always wanted to travel. Don't think about it, baby, do it. Life's too short not to follow your dreams. See much of your grandfather? No, not really. Mum goes up every now and then, takes some stuff. He doesn't know who I am. Ruby listened to the music, Dancing Queen. She felt a warm tear on her cheek and wiped it away. Does your mum talk much about our life as kids, growing up here? Not really. She told me once that you two had a tough life. She said he had a temper. I got the feeling there was more to it than that, but she didn't say. Was there more? Yeah, well, he had a shit childhood too. Don't you think if he had a shit childhood, he'd want to make things better for his own kids? Yeah. But maybe he'd skipped a generation and that was our job. And look how you've turned out, doll, a dancing queen. Beautiful. Inside and out. Ruby woke the next day to Rowena bringing her breakfast on a tray. A boiled egg, Vogel's soldiers, raspberry jam and steaming coffee. There was even a small vase of lavender. If you keep this up, you won't get rid of me, Ruby said. Yeah, well, make the most of it because it won't happen again. We could go up to the rest home later today. Might as well get it over and done with, Ruby said. They climbed the steps of the rest home and rang the bell. The smell of alyssum and freesias wafted into the foyer. All right if we see Mr. Stevens, Rowena asked the receptionist. Sure, you know where to go. This is my sister Ruby. Hi, Ruby. They walked in silence along the corridor. Ruby had been to Eventide only once before in her life to visit Miss Seymour before she went to Australia. The furniture was more modern, but the place felt the same now as it did back then, like some weird science fiction movie. The air was thick with food and bathroom smells, and the old people were like creatures from some forgotten planet. They all had grey hair and loose skin and shuffled around with sticks and frames. Rowena seemed completely at home. Her job as a social worker must come in handy at times. For a panicky moment, Ruby wanted to turn and run. The last time she'd seen her father, they'd argued over some trivial thing. Photos she'd wanted of her mother. Nothing to do with him had ever been easy. You have to make peace with him, her ex-husband Ray had said. You'll never move on if you don't. Make peace with him? Christ, Ray, you just don't get it, she said. What makes you the expert bleating on about making peace? Wise words from someone whose childhood was idyllic. It can't have been that bad, he said. Lots of kids back then got hidings. Did they? But it wasn't just the hidings, was it? If anyone needed to make peace, it was her father, no matter how old. The person sitting in the chair looked like no one she knew. His once blonde hair was completely grey now, although there was still plenty of it. His skin was papery thin, and his eyes were cloudy. Dad? It's Ruby, Rowena said. Who? He asked. Ruby. She's home for a while. He looked at her, then stared out the window. Don't know any Ruby, he said. Your daughter? My sister, Rowena said. Have I introduced you two to Shirley? He asked, and he leaned on his tripod to haul himself up. They've moved us closer together. She's in the room next door now. Yes, I've met her, Rowena said. Have you? He looked puzzled. Don't know any Ruby. I'll be next door if you need me, he said, and shuffled out of the room. That went well, Ruby said, leaving the box of chocolates she bought on his locker. Do you think he did that deliberately? Might be easier not to remember. Nothing to do with you. He's like that most of the time now. They walked out together. Ruby nodded at the receptionist. What did she think? Two daughters visiting their ageing father, and one who hadn't seen him for 8 years. Don't judge, she'd like to say. Don't judge what you know nothing about. How was your class last night?
Good, yeah, really good.
We talked about tangi. Did you know Dad kept Mum's ashes? I found them when I cleaned the house out. Christ, after all these years, I wondered what happened to them. How was Auntie Mary's tangi?
Oh, it was good being there, Rube.
Annie wants us to go back again, soon.
Annie?
Our cousin? Uncle Raymond's daughter, remember?
Nah.
We could take Mum's ashes back. I could ask Annie what to do.
Rowena drove up to the lookout on the outskirts of Waitapu. They stood together at the railing.
Great view, Ruby said. The sky and the ranges in the distance were the same pastel blue, with a layer of white snow separating them. The river below flickered in the sunlight. Ruby inhaled the fresh, clean air.
You left me too, Ruby.
What do you mean?
When Anna was born.
Of all the times I needed a sister, it was then.
Yeah, well. A hawk drifted above them. Ruby watched as a sudden gust of wind picked it up like a sheet of paper and lifted it high into a cloudless blue sky.
Truth is, I lost the plot, she said. I saw this beautiful, innocent little girl, and my heart ached.
Tears sprang out of nowhere.
How could anyone harm their own child? I was scared. What if Steve had it in him, or even you? That potential. I had to go. I'm sorry, Ro. I couldn't stay to find out.
Now she was blubbering like a baby.
How could you think that? Rowena put her arm around Ruby's shoulders. How could you ever think that?
Did he ever what? Rowena asked. Ruby watched the hawk gliding above them. Suddenly it dropped from the sky, then flapped its wings and flew in slow motion towards the river below. Ruby sat on the couch with another drink in her hand and watched her sister stoke the fire.
Come on, doll, don't be a dead shit. Have a drink with me.
I'm good.
No, you're not. You're bloody boring. Anna?
No thanks, Auntie. Going to the gym in the morning.
Christ, drop the Auntie.
Ruby. My name's Ruby.
Chuck a CD on, niece. See how dumb it sounds?
Let's have a look. Here, what about this one? The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees? OMG, they're ancient. Nah, here's a goodie. Look, Staying Alive. Come on, you guys. Turn it up. Loud.
Ruby kicked off her shoes and grabbed Rowena by the hand.
Come on, Anna, she said. You too.
Anna watched them both, shaking her head. You guys are so embarrassing. But then she laughed and kicked her shoes off too. They danced around the lounge in their bare feet, singing at the tops of their voices.
Yay! We've got talent in the family, Ruby said.
She put her drink down. She'd only had a sip, but she felt drunk already. That was new. Something else new was the sense of...
what was the word she was looking for?
Belonging. Yeah, that was it. Belonging.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.